But the opinion of Rav Ovadia is that each person is better off, even if he's a Bechor, to go to Siyum Masechta rather than fast, being as it is, the person is going to be exhausted. Then on top of the exhaustion, you're not going to be fasting. And on top of it, then at night, the person is supposed to be able to do proper Haggadah. Proper Haggadah is not just skimming through it. The person is supposed to mamash, pass and transmit the Chagah Emunah and our tradition to the next generation. A person has to be up to be able to fulfill the Matzot, to be able to fulfill Dalet Chosot, to be able to properly handle the situation. So on top of it, you're going to be, as it is, exhausted. Then fasting, not the best. So therefore, Rav Ovadia writes, even if you are a Bechor, nowadays everybody is mamash, totally weak. So the best of the best would be that a person is supposed to go to Siyum Masechta, and this way you 100% are exempt, better to exempt yourself from this fast rather than fast and not be able to fulfill the obligations of the night. So in order for a person to be able to go to Siyum Masechta, you have to understand, if you go to a location that they speak another language and you don't understand, or they speak so deeply that bichlal you don't understand what's flying, you're not going to be yotze. You have to participate that at least the end of the masechta you understand and you are besimcha, and then you eat a kezait and you are going to be exempt the rest of the day from fasting. There is one mamash, big nekuda, that I wanted to couple of minutes deal with this issue. Rav Ovadia points out something that sometimes perhaps, being that in our days, there is such a thing to finish. So, limud beli havana. Let's say, a person, being that he wants to do a siyum, he just reads the words of the Gemara, let's say he has a couple of pages left, you know, finish it off, to be able to do the siyum. Limud beli havana. Afil masechet shelema. Eno chashuv limud. And therefore, you are not going to not exempt yourself, not exempt the rest of the community from fasting. This is not limud. Then he points out a major, major point that the Mefarshim and the Poskim point out that not only it's not considered to be learning, if a person learns without understanding, bichlal, it is considered to be bitul Torah and bitul Zaman on top of it. Also, there is a Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun. The Shulchan Aruch said, Chachmei Israel established that the person is supposed to say every day, Perek Parshat HaTamid, Perek Ezum Meguman, Brayta de Rabbi Ishmael. Parshat HaTamid, Qurban Tamid, talks about that's the Torah. Ezum Meguman is Mishnah. Brayta de Rabbi Ishmael is considered to be Gemara. So very good. So that every day, in our davening, a person says, Mishnah, Torah, Mishnah ve Gemara. Very good. Comes the Magen Avraham, one of the Nosei Kelim poskim that comments on the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes as follows: Dafka bizmane shayu mevinim lashon targum, aval achshav shein mevinim. If we don't understand the targum, we don't understand what we are reading. Sirichim lilmod avin. A person is supposed to learn it to understand it. Deim lo ken eino nichshav lelimut. It's not considered that you learned. If you say the words, you don't understand what's going on, it's not considered at all. The Torah, Judaism, is not like segula. A person says it, and you press the button, and automatically bullseye. You are automatically guaranteed. Nothing doing. Writes Rav Ovadia in Chelek Rishon, the first Yabia Omer, more than 60 years ago, he wrote this. He writes, regarding this Nekuda also as well, and he brings the quotes, many, many poskim, including Arav Chida. And he writes as follows: Mikan teshuva leketzad chachme ador. Individuals that imagine, sheesh lahem segula. He puts it in quotation, that they have a segula, about ligmor kol hashas, to finish the entire, all the gemarot, betoch tekufa ketzara, within a short span of time. I want it now, give me microwave solution, the entire Torah. And I want overnight success. Beli havana kelal, without understanding. Vehu ibud zeman, this is waste of your time. Veino nichshav lahem limud, and he's not even learning. Veilecha bitul Torah gadol mizeh, there is no greater bitul Torah than this imagination that you want in one shot to be able to learn the entire Tanakh, the entire Torah, without understanding. By the way, when it comes to Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, and also Afilu Zohar HaKadosh, Zohar HaKadosh has it within its power, saying of the words bring certain purity. You get partial credit. When it comes to Torah, let's say somebody says Tehillim. If you understand, B'chavot, the best of the best, highest level. If you don't understand, you say it. As long as you do say it, you get partial credit. When it comes to Mishnah, when it comes to Gemara, when it comes to Halakha, when it comes to Rambam, when it comes to Midrashim, if a person says it from today till next year, and he doesn't understand, he does not get credit at all whatsoever. So comes the Harav Shneur Zalman Miladi. So he was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hilchot Talmud Torah. He writes also the same Nekuda as well. He says, אם מוציא בשפתיו אף על פי שאינו מבין אפילו פירוש המילות, לפיכך, כל עם הארץ מברך ברכת התורה בשחר לפני הפסוקים, וכן כשעולה לספר תורה. If a person does not understand, but he says the words of Torah, he gets credit. He says, when do we say that? ומה הדברים אמורים בתורה שבכתב? As I mentioned to you, he gets partial credit by learning, by saying the words of Tanakh, Torah, נביאים, כתובים, you get partial credit. אבל בתורה שבעל פה, anything that is considered to be oral Torah, which is, as I mentioned, מדרשים, משניות, גמרות, אם אינו מבין פירוש, אינו נחשב לימוד כלל. You have to understand two נקודות. One is, if you understand פירוש המילים, but you don't understand the concept, that's also not learning. If I understand the translation very good. The translation of all the words of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, I understand. I don't understand the concept. If I don't understand the concept, I don't try, it's not considered limud kelal. So he says, however, let me tell you something. If you try your utmost, but mamash, and I'm not putting it, let's say some individuals, they told me that being because of the advancement of technology, all of us want to finish, and I want to finish fast. So therefore, nowadays you could download Shiurim, and then you could put it in a speed that instead of, let's say, a minute for a minute, you could listen a minute in 50 seconds. A minute in, 30 seconds. A minute in 20 seconds. It all depends. You could do it. So let me say, if you don't understand the fact that you listen so fast that your mind did not grasp, this is a waste of your time. That's exactly the point. However, he writes, when is it that a person should learn when my mind cannot fathom everything? Human mind cannot understand everything. I try my best, and I'm not putting in a speed position that fast. I'm trying my best, and it's a shiur that is mamash. I could adjust to it, and I try. I understand 80%. So this is what Shulchan Aruch Harav writes. Yesh le'adam le'asuch b'chol ha'Torah gam b'devarim shelo yuchal le'avin. I tried. My mind is limited. La'atid lavo, you should know in the future. Yiskeh le'avin u'la'asig kol ha'Torah she'asach ba'olam hazeh. Ve'lo hisiga mikotzer da'ato. Because of my limitation of my mind, because of my limitation of my understanding, I cannot understand. So many things a person cannot understand. But I try my utmost. So then you should know the fact that you learned it ba'olam hazeh, you're going to get the credit le'olam haba. But if you go to a shiur that bichlal is not full, and it's so fast, and in 25 minutes, they want to finish pages. So, nothing doing. That is what a person should realize, that this is by our religion, as I mentioned many times, there is not microwave solution, one shot deal, finish everything in one shot, without understanding. It's a bitul Torah, as I mentioned from the language of the הרב עובדיה, ביטול תורה, ביטול זמן, אין לך ביטול תורה גדול מזה, השם should help us, that we should be זוכה to be focused properly.